Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fire crews were called to a large cotton bale fire in Harper County early Monday. Firefighters found about 300 bales in flames. Captain Brandon Fawcett with the Anthony Fire Department tells KSN News they quickly called for heavy equipment to assist.
Worked at it for quite a while and decided it was a losing battle. Called in heavy equipment to help us move around.
They decided to allow the field to burn into Monday afternoon. Cause of the fire remains under investigation. Once the fire burned out, they were working to bury the ashes from the fire. Investigators are trying to determine why a Kansas man entered a suburban Kansas City Costco with a handgun and began screaming, prompting an off-duty police officer to fatally shoot him.
Police identified the man shot to death Sunday at Costco in Lenexa as 58-year-old Ronald Hund of Edwardsville. Witnesses and police said he was yelling and threatening customers when Kansas City, Kansas Police Captain Michael Howell shot him while customers and employees fled. Howell, who was shopping at the time, has 22 years of law enforcement experience. The police department said Monday Howell fired his weapon after being confronted with a deadly situation. No one else was injured. Hunt's motive and why he was in the store remain under investigation. A Johnson County police unit is leading the investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police were called to 815 North Litchfield in Riverside Sunday morning on the report of an unresponsive woman. Officers found a 25-year-old woman who was not breathing and had signs of trauma. She was declared dead at the scene. Lieutenant Todd Ogile says her boyfriend and a roommate were taken into custody.
During the investigation, it was learned that the female and her boyfriend had come home in the early morning hours of Sunday. There was a loud verbal argument sometime either during this argument or shortly thereafter. The female was assaulted and killed by the boyfriend.
Victim identified as Brianna McQuitty. The 33-year-old boyfriend has been booked into jail on charges of second-degree murder. A Pizza Hut delivery driver was found dead from a gunshot wound in the trunk of his car Sunday just before noon. Police were called to 7801 East Pageant on a report of a suspicious person in a car. Lieutenant Todd Ogile says when officers arrived, they found the owner of the car, 26-year-old Hassan Rahman, in the trunk. He had been reported missing after a Saturday night delivery.
Mr. Rahman and his vehicle were both reported as missing late Saturday night. He had delivered two orders in the 1100 block and the 1300 block of North Williamsburg, but he did not return back to the restaurants after these deliveries.
Co-workers were sent to the location of his latest last delivery where they found property belonging to Pizza Hut in the yard. They returned this to the store and called 911. Police ask anyone with information to call the homicide division at 268-4182. Allegations of sexual misconduct continue to come out of Capitol Hill. Fox's Chad Pergram explains that some women on the Hill were given a grade based on their looks and attitude.
A former senior congressional aide tells Fox, this is someone with a lengthy career here on Capitol Hill, that members of Congress used to, quote, grade female members on the House floor. There was not an official scorecard or anything written down or anything like that, but they would sometimes comment on their demeanor, their attire, whether or not they smiled, and they would tell the female staffers that they could improve their grade if they smiled or maybe wore their hair differently or so on. The former aide tells me, quote, they felt like they had the power to treat young women a certain way.
A number of women within Congress have shared their stories of being sexually harassed while at work. Tensions ran high at an event for Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, where members of a Fox News crew were confronted by members of the Moore campaign It happened when Moore was trying to get into a community center in Henniger, Alabama. Fox's Jonathan Ceres is there.
Organizers initially informed the media that Moore would be parking at the front entrance, walking in through the front entrance, and so that's where the cameras were stationed. Well, then when his car arrived, it actually pulled around to a side entrance, so cameras started running to the side entrance to get a shot of the candidate emerging from his car, and that's when two individuals, Derwood Reagan, who's affiliated with the DeKalb County, Alabama GOP, the other being Tony Goolsbee, the DeKalb County chairperson for the Roy Moore campaign, decided to push the cameras back and physically manhandled two Fox News photographers, pushing them away and grabbing their cameras.
Moore has been accused of sexual misconduct by nine women. The Monday night appearance was the first one he's made since November 16th. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. .98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve at 10 in the morning now. 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
Aaron, this morning in traffic, already got something to avoid or just watch for a slowdown in the area. Trash fire reported near 47th Street South and Broadway. Fire crews investigating. Trash fire reported there, so potential slowdown in the area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a cold front to our west, a low-pressure system that will be moving into central Kansas by this evening, and that will increase our chance of rain this afternoon. Our high today near 60, with gusty north winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. The best chance of rain this evening, our low 41, and a few morning showers Wednesday, tomorrow 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 57 degrees, and yes, the wind is gusting, but now from the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, so a good south wind. Of course, Dan's talking about a north wind later on in the day. It would not be too unusual for the wind to switch directions in Kansas during the course of a day, of course.
Yeah, it's not something we don't see. Yeah.
It could happen any time. In fact, I think you got north wind right now in Great Bend and Dodge City, so it's already switching out there. The unseasonable weather continued across Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 74 degrees. That is a record for the
easily
day.
Easily a record, yeah.
Record high. And on this date in 1952, Salina set their all-time record low for November when the mercury plunged to 5 below 0.
Yikes.
Quite a contrast there.
Yeah.
That was 1952. Police in Massachusetts... In Massachusetts town are showing residents how not to transport their holiday trees. Sudbury police posted a photo of a vehicle
photo
with a large tree on top of it. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Almost the entire car appeared to be hidden. Apparently just some wheels sticking out the bottom or something.
Yeah, it looked like a tree just driving down the road.
A tree driving down the road.
It was very funny.
Police say an officer stopped the vehicle on Route 20 in the town, located about 25 miles west of Boston. Police on Facebook reminded people to transport holiday trees responsibly.
Yeah.
Could they see out?
I imagine they could see or they wouldn't be able to
drive.
They
have to be able to see something through those branches, I guess.
Clark, where are you going to put a tree that big?
Yeah, on top. An 8-year-old boy accidentally locked himself inside a gun safe at a farm supply store in West Virginia. Fire and rescue crews were called to the Rural King store in the Mercer Mall in Bluefield, and they, in turn, summoned a locksmith who made a cut around the lock, allowing the fire department to pull the lock out of the door. The boy was inside the safe for about 30 minutes and was physically fine after his rescue. Apparently, got plenty of air in there. Still not clear how the boy, who was under the supervision of his parents, got locked in the safe in the first place. Apparently, he was just nosing around and got himself locked inside a gun case. All right, 6:14 now, Steve and Ted, and after a few days off, I'm back in the chair here. Thank you, Ted and Jed, for filling in. Had some things to do over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Not all of it happy, joyful stuff, but it's kind of a convoluted weekend.
All right, yeah.
Last 4 or 5 days for my family. So my wife got both of her knees replaced last Wednesday. She is home, and she's doing better than anybody thought would or expected.
That's excellent news.
And, you know, I'm seeing more and more people say, I have two. Nobody does two. Well, there are people who have done both of them at once. And she's doing some rehab and started to rehab, and apparently, hey, she's doing better than expected. So thank you. Thanksgiving's over. Christmas is next. I see we've got a poll question on Christmas coming up. We'll talk about that in a few minutes here with Steve and Ted.
Hey, I just got a call from one of our traffic trackers.
Oh, no,
out
really?
There.
A traffic tracker?
Yeah, a traffic tracker. Eric said that there is a truck southbound on I-135 right at about Kellogg. Looks to be like on the shoulder or in one lane, but it's facing the wrong direction. Things are stopped there. Could be some kind of accident. It's what we're looking into, trying to figure it out. But southbound on I-135, watch out for that
stopped
one.
Stopped in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
We got a story coming out this morning, and this is from the Associated Press. It's also being carried a front page by the Wichita Eagle. I can tell you that. Textron Aviation announced its new twin-engine high-wing large utility turboprop, the Cessna Sky Courier 408. FedEx Express, the world's largest express transportation company, longtime Textron Aviation customer, has signed on as the launch customer for up to 100 aircraft, with an initial fleet or order of 50 cargo aircraft and options for 50 more. Entry into service for the clean sheet designed Cessna Sky Courier is planned for 2020. Built for high utilization operations, the 408 will be offered in cargo and passenger variants. It's a 19-passenger variant. Will include crew and passenger doors as well as large cabin windows. It's going to be a great, great aircraft. And according to the Eagle, which Eagle this morning, quoting sources, is saying, hey, this is going to mean some jobs.
Yeah.
Going to be some aircraft jobs coming to Wichita for Textron. So, hey, thank you, Textron. Got a big order to start things off.
Yeah, that's good announcement.
News. Good news here the week after Thanksgiving. So, I did have the opportunity to get out in the yard and rake 4 bags of leaves and pine needles this weekend.
I'm contemplating just mowing mine.
Well, that's what I did. First, I mowed them all.
Yeah.
Mulched up just as much as I could.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get all of them. Of course, the leaves were up around the bushes and all that stuff. So I got out there with my rake and you know, did what I had to do. But I invited several of my grandchildren to come over and help, and hey, nobody showed up,
of course. Yeah.
So I didn't even mess with the backyard, and that's where the leaves are. And it's not going to be much of a problem, but I've got a couple of grandkids I think are going to come over and help me with that. And they might even get paid for their efforts.
Really?
Yeah. I might even pay them a little money.
Bit of a bribe, huh?
Well, I have one. Mary, my 11-year-old, she called me. Said, "Papa, when you're ready, tell me. I'll be there."
Awesome.
I want to earn. She said, "I want to make some bank." I said, "Does that mean money?"
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I'm not.
I like it.
Not with it or anything. But Mary's expressed an interest in, and she'll be a good worker. I think she would do a terrific job. So, you got to get those backyard leaves raked up. I'll tell you, in Riverside, it's hit and miss. Most 99% of the people haven't even touched their leaves. They just let them blow around for a month or two, I guess. But the weather has certainly been terrific. Wow. This kind of weather after Thanksgiving? Nope. We're gonna get punched probably about, what, December 10th or 11th? Somewhere in there, Ted. 6:18 now with Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. We got Shocker basketball tonight, right, Ted?
Yes, we do. Shocks and the Jayhawks both playing tonight, and both are ranked in the top 10, of course. The new polls coming out yesterday, Kansas remains ranked number 2 in the nation in both the Associated Press and the coaches' polls. Wichita State dropped a couple spots after the loss to Notre Dame last week. Shocks still ranked in the top 10, number 8 in the nation in both polls. Shockers are playing tonight. 8th-ranked Wichita State hosting Savannah State at Coke Arena. Savannah State is touring the nation this year, just picking up big checks and taking a loss every time they do.
They've
already been to Cincinnati and Lubbock, and they're visiting Wichita, and they're also going to go lose at Virginia. And
they've already planned it.
And at Baylor. Oh, yeah. They're just running around picking up big money. And the Shocks are hosting Savannah State tonight. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will be on the air with the pregame show at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. That's all on 103.7 KEYN. Join me after the game. I'll be taking your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show live at Twin Peaks in East Wichita, 21st and Rock Road. Come see us tonight after the game. Shocks and Savannah State. Meanwhile, up in Lawrence tonight, it's number 2 ranked Kansas hosting Toledo as the Rockets and the Jayhawks go at it. That also begins the pregame show at 6 o'clock, tip-off at 7 o'clock in Lawrence, KU basketball on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Jayhawks are a 24.5-point favorite at home tonight over Toledo. And we'll be talking some pro football tonight right here on KNSS. It's the weekly Chiefs Kingdom show hosted by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, talking Chiefs football. Chiefs still in first place, although they're not winning very regularly right now. The Chiefs.
Got to hold on by their fingernails.
Pretty much. 5 weeks to go. They'll discuss it tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom show, 7 o'clock tonight, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
That should be a good show tonight.
Yep, it's always an interesting show.
Yeah.
Delve into a lot of topics for an hour every week. And last night, Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Houston Texans, getting some playing time for the Ravens last night. Inside linebacker, former Kansas Jayhawks Stephen Johnson in that Ravens win. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to talk about Canadian teachers and all those gender letters. There's a ton of them. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.